All right, we're back. I just want to raise now a real political quandary, a brute of an issue for political parties, governments of all persuasions. Two things happen. First of all, the Inland Rail. The federal government, the Labor government, stopped it in its tracks this week and said it's just become too expensive. $45 billion overspent on it. And it was problematic to begin with, quite frankly. It was kind of a... it wasn't a good idea. In fact, you could even say it's shameless pork barrelling on the part of the Nationals. So they've stopped it. It was supposed to go from Melbourne all the way to Brisbane. It's going to stop somewhere in New South Wales. Contrast that also with the suburban rail tunnel in Victoria, where the opposition parties here are considering, probably, they say, that they would stop that project, even though the tunnel borers are already operating and $6 billion have been spent on it. So at what point do you recognise this a project was not sustainable in the first place, and despite the money that's been spent on it, you've just got to stop now?
Mm. Well, both ideas were busted ass. The suburban rail loop in Victoria, it was actually designed in the Premier's office. They didn't even bring in the Premier's department because they wanted to keep it super tight. Didn't have a business case, didn't have any Infrastructure Australia or even Infrastructure Victoria methodology behind it. They just announced it. And the numbers just don't stack up, and they never will stack up, and already we're seeing massive cost blowouts. And Inland Rail, again, you know, another half-assed idea from Barnaby. But again, it goes to that perfect storm in Farrer. This is just another issue that's emerged this week. And if I was to be cynical, yeah, I would say that Albanese deliberately did it. I mean, he made the right call. Yeah, from an economic responsibility point of view, he made the right call. But releasing it a few days before the election to help One Nation, quite possibly.
The difference too between the two is that at least with the Inland Rail, there's something there. Right? There is a useful resource. The tunnel, there's nothing to salvage. Mm. But then again, okay, you write off the cost, $6 billion, and you don't go out to $40 or $50 or $60 billion. Like Dan Andrews did the same thing with the East-West Link.
Yeah.
There was, you know, he said that I think at the time there wasn't much money spent on it. It turned out to be about $1 billion or something.
$1.2 billion.
In contracts, yeah, that they couldn't avoid and so on. But he tore up that contract to save a whole lot more. He did the same with the Commonwealth Games. Mm. Again, they'd spent a lot of money, $500 million or something, but rather than spend many, many billions. Mm. So it's a really interesting one, but it was just this week it came up in both at the Victorian level and nationally.
Yeah, the only thing Albanese's, you know, I agree with what he's done here, but the risk again is I do know voters hate this kind of chopping and changing of infrastructure projects, and that was one of the reasons that Daniel Andrews got an increase at the 2018 election was they were concerned about scrapping projects that already started. They really just wanted them to be completed because they were aware that the East-West Link had been cancelled. And so they were just sort of like, let's just finish the job. But, of course, it's now a 12-year-old government and voters are now asking, well, how much more time do you need to do these things?
Mm. And I talked before about, I just want to end on this, about the how David Farley had come up with a fairly relatable term about the mongrel dog looking for a fight. In Victoria, at the Fed Square, they were going to have a live site for the World Cup, and the authorities who'd take care of it said no, and the Premier overruled them and said that's fine. And she said, look, there's always going to be trouble. There'll be dickheads everywhere. Mm. She not only put it in a press release, she went out and said it on videotape. Mm. This is Cinderella trying to be relatable, wouldn't you say?
Well, she's right.
Exactly. Okay, well, that's it for this week. This podcast was made on the sovereign lands of the Wurundjeri people. It was produced by Daniel Simo. Video production, Karishma Lutria.
The executive producer is Hannah Parks.
I'm Barry Cassidy.
And I'm Tony Barry. And this is Back to Back Barry's, a Guardian Australia podcast.
Full Story is supported by CommBank. CommBank is dedicated to using the latest tech to create real change. From utilizing agentic AI to outsmart cybercrime, to solving complex problems at scale, their teams support more than 17 million Australians every day. And you could be part of it. CommBank is looking for senior technologists to help influence strategy, security, and innovation across one of Australia's leading tech environments. If you're a curious mind who thrives on collaboration and is eager to engineer real impact, search CommBank Tech Careers.